You're listening to the Board Game Snobs podcast, a ridiculous podcast with ridiculous hosts that discuss ridiculous things. And any mention of board games is purely coincidental. And so, without further ado, and with a heavy dollop of shame and embarrassment on my part, I give you the Board Game Snobs.
Me out there. Penalty. Unintentional start. Number 20. Still first down.
Go.
Ah, you gonna keep that in? That's a good cold open. This is the Board Game Snobs podcast. The only podcast you really need to be listening to right now. I have no idea when you're going to release this episode, but either this episode's getting released.
It's going to be a week after departed your mortal coil, or a week after your successful surgery.
But I'm intending on making sure people know that I'm on Facebook, but I'm okay. We only have like 500 people on Facebook, and so maybe, yeah. So some of our listeners won't know.
We finally broke the 500 barrier. We had 508. Then three were like, you know what?
Nope.
I'm out of here.
That's right. I like it when people leave. Those are bots.
I've had enough of Jerry's random YouTube posts.
You don't like my random YouTube posts?
I said they've had enough.
Oh, but do you like them? I'm asking
you. I always enjoy everything you post, even when I don't understand it.
Did you see those memes?
And then,
memes?
Like, yesterday, you posted, like, three memes in a row, and I was thinking, Jerry, I don't know what... When you're on Facebook posting regularly, yeah, I kind of get concerned.
Get ready, because from about May the 3rd...
I don't know, like, were you just bored? Which I know Jerry doesn't ever just get bored.
I never get bored.
So it's like, why are you on here posting so much?
How can I be bored if I'm posting?
I don't know. I don't know why you were posting
Here's
so much yesterday.
I discovered that meme. I had an idea for a meme.
Did you make those memes?
Yes, I made those. That image flip, yeah.
You did the John's Company?
Yeah.
And made it a possessive John?
Yeah. And then it got called out by everybody.
So, like, I didn't get that meme. I mean, I get the meme.
Well, the idea of the meme is, like, if you play this, this is the type of...
This one blows your mind.
Like, this is the level of self-actualization.
And Mike Delisio said, there's only one way this is funny, and I didn't know the way.
Well, I don't know the way either. I suspect, based on... Now, here's the thing. Mike Delisio's way of thinking is so different than mine. But I believe it's because, number one, I put, like... Dime Walker, which is like a political game, and then it like slowly went up from like Dime Walker. I can't remember what else I put. Was like John's Company. What was the one in between? I don't remember
the one in between, but it was Dime Walker.
Oh, Dominant Species, Dime Walker, and then finally at the end it was Guy Project. And so there's like a neat little transition of like politics and then species, and then finally at the end of it, it's like corporation, and then all of a sudden Guy Project's like this big level.
You've made it to Space Federation style.
Yes, and I don't know if. Or it could be that I'm thinking way higher tier level stuff, and it's probably something basic. I don't know.
So you're thinking what you're thinking is the higher tier and Mike's basic.
I think
or maybe
Mike's,
you're basic and he's higher
that's
tier.
That's what I want. I assume Mike is thinking of the same higher tier. But it could
I
be
don't
that
know
Mike,
either tier.
Mike is the man of the people.
I don't get it.
Is he still on the Dice Tower?
I believe so, yes.
Good man.
He's the,
I need to watch that.
Midwest Annex of the
Can
Dice
we
Tower.
Bring this up? I don't know if I'll be dead because you'll have posted this or not. But if I have died because I've had my surgery, which nobody needs to panic about, it, I'm not going to die. Okay. Although I stayed up all night, panicked about it because I had an existential crisis, made memes. What was I about to say? If I die without knowing what Mike thinks about my memes, I don't know if I can complete myself. But also,
you shall haunt him.
By the time, no, I don't do haunting. I don't understand the whole idea of haunting.
Who would you haunt?
Why would you haunt?
It's a revenge thing.
I'm guessing.
Who has wronged me? I'm going to haunt you.
Okay,
but it seems like a punishment to like just be stuck haunting somebody. Like, isn't there supposed to be like fields of gold and highways
Aren't
paved
you, like,
of
do you
cotton
ha-
candy?
Do you have
or something?
The choice to haunt? Because if
I don't
there
think
would,
haunting's a choice.
If there is a choice, there would be much more haunting.
I mean, if there was a choice, then it would be like, okay, so why am I here?
Right. You're here to haunt this other
person. I think
person.
Haunting's like purgatory.
You're forced to haunt.
But haunting seems bad.
But not if it's for
not
good
if it's
reasons.
A bad person. Yeah.
You could just haunt
a bad
because
person.
I don't. That's why.
So, and how long must one haunt? Is it like a prison term? Like you've got 10 years of haunting.
Listen here. I need you to randomly flip these lights on, off and on at this house for the next 3 years. Scare people.
Make light footsteps randomly.
Uh-huh. Make sure that
open some cabinet doors. Make sure squeak only.
Make sure the cats run around the house.
It's like they have a well-oiled cabinet door hinges, and you're like opening all. They're like, dadgummit, none of them are squeaking.
The WD-40 is the thing that repels ghosts.
And they live in a a concrete foundation house, so there's no footsteps.
Where are the hardwood floors? Where are the Victorian style houses?
I think you can anti-haunt a house.
Haunting proof?
Haunt proof a house.
That should be like a new redo your home remodels.
Na 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 na. Haunt proofers.
That would work. Just a bunch of guys with belts on, with hammers and nails. WD-40. Ma'am, I know.
And some soft pads
pad the floor. I know seven people died in a house fire here, ma'am, but when we get done here, you'll never know. You'll never know. Blood coming from your cabinets? Well, maybe you don't need cabinets. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. That's why I don't think hauntings are a thing.
Go ahead.
Either way.
If you believe in the afterlife, email the boardgamesnobs@gmail.com.
I'll survive this thing, so there's no need to be worried.
Okay, I am worried, just FYI. Well, you know who else is worried? I was worried.
Luke Pryor.
At this point, I'm either relieved or in a severe amount of grief.
Correct. Luke Pryor messaged me. That's the friend of Dick Simpson. He's a first-time caller.
He messaged you personally?
Yes, personally. I was personally messaged by Luke Pryor. What did he say? It's private. I don't air stuff out.
My bad.
I don't air personal stuff out on this podcast. And Dick Simpson did as well. So basically We're Not Wizards.
Hope you're okay.
Hope we're okay. Sent me well wishes. People have wished me well.
Does anyone wish you harm? Those would be the ones to haunt.
But let me tell you that is an OG move. If you knew somebody was having something done and you called them up and been like, listen, here you're about to go in for some sort of surgery or procedure, whatever, and be like, listen, I never really liked you. If it works out, it works out. If it don't, I really don't. Couldn't care less. That's an OG move.
If it doesn't work out, guess what? I win.
Yeah. I outlived you. In the end, that's all that really matters, since that's what Linkin Park says.
That's what I was going to
say. I outlived part of them, too. So there you go. Either way, my point being,
R.I.P.
I'll be fine. No, I'll be fine. I don't need R.I.P.
I was RIPing Linkin Park.
Okay. I don't know.
I forget his name.
I do too. It wasn't Travis. Trevor? No, there's too many Trevors. You know how I feel about Trevors. Trevor Franklin. Trevors. It's always
Benjamin?
Yeah, it's Benjamin something. Franklin.
Brad.
Look it up. Either way, it doesn't matter because nobody cares about Linkin Park unless you're from the 90s.
DJ likes Linkin Park.
DJ's from the 90s.
He was born in the 90s.
Thus, that's the time period. What I liked about Linkin Park was you had the one guy that kind of rapped. And then
Chester Bennington.
That's a great name.
I would have not have wanted to be named Chester when I went to school.
Well, back in the day, like in the 40s, Chesty Puller.
They'd be calling you Mo.
Chesty Puller, greatest Marine ever lived. Well, probably not the greatest. But yeah, when they had that going on, the one guy would rap. And then the other dude would just scream. Remember that? Like they'd get to like a break where the one guy was not being so rhythmic. And then the other, Chesty, I think it was, would just scream.
Yeah, I remember that. And they had quite the back and forth. The one guy was the rapper. The other guy was the screamer. But he also could sing quite well.
I wouldn't say quite well. He just screamed.
He did not scream.
I'm pretty sure he screamed, right?
Private Benjamin.
Private Benjamin.
I was saying, I'm getting Breaking Benjamin and Linkin Park in my mind.
Linkin Logs.
No, Chester Benjamin. I mean, he sang. He's a singer. He wasn't a screamo guy.
He wasn't? I thought he was a screamo guy.
No, you don't know what screamo is.
I probably don't because I don't listen to that.
DJ does.
He listens to screamo?
He loves it.
Really?
In fact, when we karaoke, he often sings many songs that involve that.
Does he do that?
He does it.
Wow.
He's pretty good at it. I don't know how his throat survives.
He's a Mongolian throat singer. Called a Sadakur.
Yeah. So anyway,
I like
why were we discussing Linkin Park?
I really wasn't.
Death. I think we were talking about death at some point.
Yeah.
And your potential, but yet you won't
I
be.
I said, let's see, Richard, Luke, and they all contacted me, everybody who loves me.
That's right. They contacted you. You won't tell me what they said, but I'm assuming they just
they
like.
They just said, listen, you know, hey, we hope that you survive.
Yeah.
We love you more than anything.
More than anything.
Also, shout out to Rich. No, wait a minute. They weren't nominated for a Golden Geek, nor was Sporadically Bored.
None of us were.
Well, we told people not to because we were hoping this would be the this is the year for Mr. Ben Maddox.
Ben puts a lot of work into it. The game casters talk a lot of games.
Pink Peg have been on there Blue forever. Peg,
always
please.
The bridesmaid, never the
let
bride.
Let them win. Them and Ben. Them and it. The game casters.
Put them out of their misery.
Jeff. My God. Jeff Rowling. Yeah,
this is their first year to get nominated.
Gateway Network crew.
The Gateway Network rises again.
I voted for them.
I voted for them and for Ben, and that's it.
I voted for Blue Peg, Pink Peg, because I'm tired of seeing them on there.
Well, I mean, please as far as nominations.
Let them win.
I mean, I haven't voted for that, quite frankly. Or here's, I mean, like I've said before, I'm not on BGG. I don't go to board games. You know what irritates me, and I don't know what to do, our podcast is not updating on the Board Game Geek
website.
You got
to email them and say it's not.
I have.
What they say.
I think after the first three, they started ignoring me.
Mm.
I don't even know who set that up. I'm guessing it was you.
It's probably me.
Well, then you need to email them. Because my emails are going unheard, and we're sitting at episode 191 on the BGG.com.
Talk to, when we go to Board Game Geek Con, just talk to them. Say, hey.
Who do I talk to?
Jeff.
And I don't know what they need to get our, whatever that is, however the feed updates. Mm-hmm. I don't know what
I'll
to do.
I'll look at it. I'll think, because I'm going to have a week off work.
Check it out for me.
I'll check it out.
Because it vexes me. I'm vexed.
I'm terribly vexed. What's that off of? I know that's off of. Yeah. There's a second one coming out. It's supposed to be pretty good.
I hear that. Unfortunately, it costs $310 million.
They don't care. They're going, hey, when you get to the point where you don't care if it flops or not, you go hard.
Do you understand the diminishing returns on movie tickets?
Yeah.
And like how...
That's
like
why I'm so thrilled that they like would do that. They're like, who cares?
The first week it comes out, they might get like a 75% cut.
Doesn't matter.
And then it's 50, and then it's like...
They don't care. They're going all in. That's the first, no, the opening 2 weeks is this, everything's theirs.
No, not everything.
I thought it was. Wasn't it the opening 2 weeks?
Well, I mean, each contract is different.
Mm.
But yeah,
but it's either like, way, no. Hey, you think Ridley Scott?
Think I mean, he don't carry the weight he used to because the Alien movies ain't what they used to be.
He don't care. He's making what he wants to do. He lives his own life.
He's old and he rich.
Does what he wants to
do. Does not care.
Doesn't care. Golf crashes. I'll burn this place to the ground.
Gladiator 2. Maximus is dead.
Gladiator 3. Terminus Maximus. Yeah.
Lucius is back, baby.
Yeah. This recast an old, fat Russell Crowe training people.
I'd like to see him get back in tip-top form.
He is in tip-top form.
He could do it,
He too. Just doesn't have the... He doesn't. I mean, like, physically, he's gained some weight, but he's
what
still there.
What is tip-top form, though, really?
Gladiator 2000. That.
That's true.
That was tip-top form. Don't fool yourself.
Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Yeah, he was there.
Father of a murdered son. Husband of a murdered wife. And I will have my revenge in this life or the next.
Did you hear
him? Is that what you're going to say before you go under?
No.
My God, if you kill me, I will have my revenge in this life or the next. To the anesthesiologist. Oh, man, I gave him too much gas.
I remember there was...
Is that your biggest fear when undergoing a surgery is the anesthesia, right?
No.
Or is it them nicking an artery?
Yeah, them cutting something. You go in there.
But anesthesia is tricky.
Anesthesia is an art. It's not a science. Right. They don't know how it works. You could just not come out of it. So, yeah.
That's crazy.
I wish they should just do MMA and just choke you out. But no, they have to really put you.
I've been watching, come on, don't die on me now, phone. I've been watching The Artful Dodger on Disney.
Mm-hmm. Is it good?
Me and Sharday aren't enjoying it.
Who's in it? I don't know it.
A bunch of people. They're like, one of the kids was like in Maze Runner, but everyone else. Yeah, there's a guy. He's always a bad guy. He played Mars in Wonder Woman. He played the bad guy.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't watch that, but I know
British
Mars.
He's British, and he's always bad.
British people are always bad.
I'm Dan Hughes.
But I like the show. But it's about the Artful Dodger. He wants to be a surgeon. It's like in the old days. And things were brutal back then.
Yeah.
I mean, it's rough. They didn't even like knock people out.
It's hard.
They just started cutting
on chloroforming you. Bite down on
it. I think it's there. I think they're using ether.
Yeah.
They're using something to knock them out. Yeah.
Knock them out.
It's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty good show. It's not the best, but it's interesting enough.
My wife, the other night, I made her watch The Batman. She did not know that show existed because my wife doesn't watch television or involved in such things. And she thought I was joking when I said, hey, there's a show I want to watch. I want to watch The Batman. She said, Christian Bale? I go, no, the new one. She had no idea. Here's the thing. We sat through it and watched it. And I said, this has two of my favorite actors in it. So tell me if you'll come figure out who it is by figuring out, you know, you can't recognize Colin Farrell. She could not figure out that Colin Farrell was the Penguin. But the very first scene, when she saw the eyes of Paul Dano as the Riddler, she's like, that's Paul Dano. It drove me insane. She's like, I knew that's Paul Dano. I was like, how? She's like, it just looks like him. It sounds like the eyes, the noise. It's just Paul Dano. But could not figure it. Did not believe that was Colin Farrell.
He did look quite different.
But you could tell it, too.
He wasn't sexy.
Colin Farrell is sexy, even as the Penguin.
Even as the Penguin? As a sexy Penguin?
He's a sexy Penguin.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't know.
Listen.
I don't think you can have a sexy Penguin. I don't Danny DeVito?
Yeah. Hey, Always Sunny. He's been tearing it up.
Did you know?
I did.
Benjamin Franklin wrote an essay about farting.
Yep, I did. I knew it. I don't know why, but he was wild. And I haven't watched the most recent Apple
Michael
Plus.
Michael Douglas?
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
I want to check that out. While living abroad as a United States ambassador to France in 1781, Franklin penned the infamous essay, Fart Proudly. Fart Proudly.
That's sporadically the bored motto, isn't it? Go ahead.
I was going to say that's the motto.
Fart Proudly. I know fart in German. Isn't fart in German?
Trump.
Is exit. Like on roads, it's like you fart, you ausfart.
Makes sense.
Go ahead.
I know in British, it's like Trump.
That's really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
It's a fart.
So I'll hit you with a did you know afterwards. You tell me which one's better.
Which is also known as a letter to a Royal Academy about farting and to the Royal Academy of Farting.
Did you?
The Royal Academy of Farting, the RAF, not the Royal Air Force. The Royal Academy of Farting. I'm joining the RAF, boys. Yeah. Which one?
Which one?
I think I joined the wrong one.
They both make the same noise. Did you know the tall pleated white hat that chefs wear, technically called, I think it's called a toque, it has 100 folds. And do you know what those folds represent?
How much it takes to get bread folded to a good level of...
Close.
Something.
100 folds represent 100 ways to cook an egg. Yeah. I did not know there was 100 ways to cook an egg.
I know of three. Maybe poached, four.
Hard, boiled, soft boiled.
See, boiled,
scrambled,
poached, like scrambled, four or five off fried.
Fried? Yeah. I don't know. I guess there's more ways. What's your next?
There can't be 100 ways. It's got to be like just, you know,
I will look them up. Continue.
There cannot be 100. I mean, unless you're talking about cooking them with 100 different foods.
Well, no, that
wouldn't
no,
be the
no.
same thing. Well, that one tops the list. It says it is universally well known that in digesting our common food, there is created or produced in the bowels of human creatures a great quantity of wind that the permitting this... That the permitting this air to escape and mix with the atmosphere is usually offensive to the company from the fetid smell that accompanies it. Apparently, that's part of his essay.
That's part of his essay?
It concerned him. Farts concerned Benjamin Franklin. He was apparently quite an interesting fellow. He sat naked in front of open windows to take air baths and prevent sickness. You know, open air is good for you, though.
I guess.
He wasn't completely wrong on that. Franklin thought nudity was good for one's health, so he regularly took air baths to ward off illness. So next time you want to go streaking, you just say, I'm taking an air bath.
Apparently there are 100 ways to cook an egg.
What's number five? Just give me that.
They go down to like a, there's like a list of them. Like, yeah, it's a bunch of them. I'm trying to find a website that effectively lists every single one of them. But like they go through quiche and all types of stuff. Like, yeah, they go down them. There apparently is 100 ways to cook an egg.
Those are recipes that include egg. I mean, baking an egg as part of a dish is not 100 different ways to me. You can fry it in a skillet. You can boil it. And even a poached egg is still a boiled egg, if you think about it. I mean, there can't be a 100 ways to cook an egg. There's 100 recipes that an egg can go in.
I don't know. There's apparently a lot more than you think.
The bodies of 10 people, including 6 children, were found in Benjamin Franklin's basement.
Yeah, I knew that. He was stacking bodies.
What's he doing?
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies.
He wasn't a serial killer while he lived in London. He was friends with a man named William Hewson, a former student of the anatomist.
Anatomist.
That'd be the way you say that. William Hunter, also known as Bill.
Why are you going hard on Ben?
Scholars believe Hewson used Franklin's basement as his own personal anatomy lab. It's unclear, however, whether Franklin had knowledge of Hewson. So, like, this guy's just...
Why are you
like,
going hard bodies? On Ben Franklin? Why you got all these facts about Ben?
Because it's on Ranker.com.
Oh, we don't
11,
care about
11 weird fracks... Fracks? Frack you, Ben.
11 weird Franks. Franklins. Trevor Franklin.
He was America's first storm chaser.
Huh?
He was America's first storm chaser.
Ah, we had a lot of tornadoes up in Nebraska.
I wonder if they called him the Extreme.
The Extreme. That Twister show.
I'm looking very much forward to Twisters, and I didn't think I would.
I
like that guy.
Did the fun fact that it was like the first show on DVD? Did I say that?
I don't know.
It seems like I said that.
You probably did.
I probably did. If it seems like I said it, I said it. I don't know if it was true.
Twisters is Twister, the first one. It's not a good movie.
But it's not. It's a fantastic movie. It's cheesy. It's super cheesy.
I love that movie
so much.
But it's
still good because I think everybody was just having a fun time.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody had a fun time.
Bill Paxton. Yeah. What's the guy? Seymour?
Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah. Cary Elwes was in it.
The one from the TV show. Don't rub your beard across the microphone.
You're just jealous because you shaved your beard off.
No, I don't. Nobody wants to hear
you
that.
You shaved your beard off because you, like a fool, decided you want a goatee. Why do you not tell anybody anything before you do it so we can stop you and say...
Look at my face.
Yeah,
stop rubbing your beard. Seriously, you're jealous. I don't want to have to edit it
don't
out.
Don't edit that out. People need to know that I have a manly beard and you have a bald face. Nothing.
It's a bald face lie.
Well, because you decide I want a goatee, and you know goatees are awful. Why?
I wanted to try it out, and I misapplied the razor to my face, and so I have to reboot. But I want to just reboot my. But also, I had trimmed up this part of the beard too high, so I just need to reboot and start it back down low. Nobody cares.
Just leave it alone.
As you like to say on this podcast, when I talk a lot, nobody cares.
Well, I've been sitting here, I haven't said anything. I've been riveted by Ben Franklin and farts, and now the fact that
is interesting.
It's not interesting.
He wrote an essay about farting.
It's not interesting at all. I think
it's interesting.
Well, fine then. Fine.
I found it to be quite a gas.
Well, there you go.
So, all right. This was going to be this is a classic board game style.
No, it wasn't.
Episode.
This was supposed to be my last will and testament.
Oh, that's right. Go ahead.
No. What if I am dead by now? This could be my last episode. As you wasted it talking about farting.
Well, we paused and then we got sidetracked. So continue
I didn't get
on.
Sidetracked. No.
You said Richard and Luke sent their well wishes to you.
No, I have nothing. Speaking of well wishes, which is deep like the oceans. We played oceans earlier.
And now, a hard merge into board games.
And now, for your pleasure, a board game review.
Oceans, which I believe was recommended by...
Is that the final segue you want to go out on, just in case this is...
That's a pretty good segue.
This is the last one.
Well, I didn't know what to do. I had to go hard. Oceans.
So that's it? That we're done talking about your potential demise?
I might talk
demise.
About it later.
Also, your... Okay.
I'll be fine.
I know you will
be. Fine. No need to worry. Oceans. This is the game I think old Scott Heffaker recommended one time. I have that in my head that he said it was good. Scott Heffaker doesn't listen
think
to this
he
podcast.
Listens anymore.
He doesn't care. Who cares about him? Wait, no, I care about him actually.
We have so many people. I like wonder, do they even still listen?
They do. They do. If they don't, they should.
We need emails. We need feedback. We have so many old time listeners. I'm like, do they still listen?
They do.
I need the inbox of the email to be full.
If they move on, they move on.
I get that. But I want to know if you're still there, if you are.
Okay. I'll send you an email.
If you're an old-time emailer, shoot us an email. That's my preferred way to communicate with the listeners. Because...
not Discord.
The Discord and the Facebooks and the Instagrams.
So impersonal.
It's real back and forth, and it's people like that. But for the show, I like an email because it gives me something more specific to reference. Because when you respond to stuff on Discord, it just gets lost in the shuffle of other discussions.
Hence the name.
Right.
Discord. In Oceans. I was quite shocked by this game because I was told it's rather easy, and it is, to learn. But it was also quite strategic in a lot of ways. It's a very simple card game, and I'll give a brief rundown of it because it's very beautiful. With all the various parts and everything. I'm sorry, you can talk about farts and Benjamin Franklin.
It is a beautiful game.
It is very beautiful. But it's interesting because all you're doing is taking these little fish tokens, either from this little spot that's a reef, that's a little bitty container, or the various other parts of the ocean, all the way down to the deep. And those fish are kind of like the victory points. They're used to be placed on your little species board. And you can create a species using the cards from your hand. So that's basically all you're doing. Laying down a card and then putting a little board out next to that card and putting fish on it. And each one of these little species, which are very nebulous what they're called, but they're just things that have these various traits. And they can attack or they can feed depending on the type of cards that you play. And on your turn, you're just playing one card, deciding if you're going to use that card to attack or feed. And then age that species by removing fish off of it and then scoring some fish off of that. It's very simple.
It's not feed.
It is feed.
Feed is the overall term.
Yes, it's feed, which I said attack. Or then you go out and do that, not scavenge, but it's feed is the term.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
I thought it was for both of them.
Because I read the book. Feed is for both of them.
You're sure?
If feed is for both of them, as I had said. Do you think that the audience cares?
I just want to make sure, because like you start quoting stuff, it's fact. I just want to make
sure. I'm not saying it's fact. I said feed covers both of them. It's attack, and then the other term is...
That's the other term. That's what I was looking for.
It doesn't. Who cares?
I do.
Well, then look it up. Look it up for your own self.
Look, you might be dead right now.
Look it up for
fight
your own self. Look it up.
I don't want to fight with you.
Well, don't interrupt me while I'm trying to talk about you.
You state things that might be
who cares?
Incorrect.
Who cares? You feed your fish. Feed your
forage.
Fish. I said feed.
Forage.
No, it's
attack
feed.
Or forage.
I said feed, which covers both of them.
You said attack or feed. They're both feeding. You forage.
I said
or attack.
Feed
Thank
covers
you.
It's both
been
of them.
Corrected.
I said feed covers
you
both of them.
You said attack or look.
And
a
then
classic,
I said
look here,
feed covers
a classic
both of them.
BGS fight, right? And you might even not. You may be. Are you going to haunt me?
Yes.
You going to haunt? Would
because,
you haunt me?
Yes. Because
why?
You get the rules wrong. I'm just going to whisper into your ears.
Got it wrong.
No,
as usual.
I didn't get that wrong.
You said
I
attack
said feed
or
no.
feed.
I then
They're
corrected myself
feeding.
And said feed covers both of them.
But you didn't clarify what the other form of feeding was.
I don't know
was.
What it was. It was attack
forage.
And something else.
Forage. I'm helping you right now.
Well, thank you. You're
Except
not helping me. You
I'm
got
helping
out.
You.
No, you're not. You're interrupting
no,
me,
I,
and
I,
nobody
I
cares.
Helping. Well, and you need to be interrupted when you state something that's incorrect.
It doesn't matter with the overall theme of the game. It's just a fish thing. You're just feeding a fish.
Look, you need to watch your heart.
I'm not. I'm fine.
Blood pressure.
I'm fine.
Blood pressure.
I've been doing good. I've been
Don't
doing nice things.
Don't exasperate your kidney.
I've been doing nice things. I'm a nice person. I help people during the eclipse.
Oh, you're a good man?
I am a good man.
Maybe we need some examples of that.
I will.
Have you ever wondered whether you're a good person or not?
I'm a good man. Well, do you think I'm a good person? Deep down?
I am the most humble, generous, nicest, best, and a bunch of other nice words. Person in the world.
That's you.
I am. I've done nice things for people.
What
here
have
lately.
You done lately?
Okay. Well, let me pour myself a little bit more bourbon here. Let me think.
That's technically not bourbon. That's whiskey.
Oh, Strahan. Stranahan.
It's a single malt whiskey.
Blue Peak single malt, Rocky Mountain, Colorado single malt, rich and mellow.
From Solera Barrels.
I'm poor and angry. Where's the poor and angry bourbon? Made in limited runs.
At right there. That's the benchmark.
Oh. The benchmark. That's old the number eight. Eight. That's me, baby. Well, I've been doing a lot of nice things. Not only did I help out my community during the great eclipse of 2024.
How so?
I worked on the ambulance and a volunteer fire department, helped with traffic. There was a car wreck.
Did anyone blind themselves staring at the sun?
No. Nobody did that, thankfully, because I was warning people, do not look at the sun, which I tell people that all the time because I'm around people, much like yourself, that I think at times are tempted to look at the sun.
I kind of want to.
There's no need.
It's very shiny.
It is shiny, but there's no need.
Like, what's this?
I've forgiven Enrique for hurting me in a way that I may not ever recover from. He emailed me or texted me. Okay, let me just say something. If you're going to do something that's going to completely change my schedule, my life, and what I normally experience, don't just text me. But Enrique texted me the other day to say, and good for him, he's grown as a person, but unfortunately, his personal growth does not trump what I want. But
or fart what you want.
He's decided not to go to BGG Spring. To get this, to go instead with his family to go visit his grandmother in Colorado.
What are we?
I know.
Are we not family?
Are we not family?
Family.
But I'm going to talk. I'm going to talk him out of this because he's going to miss Den of Wolves. Tim is going to be there. Chad is going to be there.
Who is Tim?
Bowers.
Oh.
He has two children, I think.
Yes,
he has David is his son, and his daughter is...
David!
Evelyn. She has a name.
I'm sure she does.
I can't think of her name off the top of my head.
If only you remembered it.
I remember David.
That would make you a good person.
Well, when I get her name, I will then make a...
She needs to have something referential.
David!
Clearly, we remember David!
Yes. And her name needs to be something like... Tim's son sounds just like that.
Her name needs to be...
I've heard him in the background when we're playing Helldivers. He's David!
David, why did I just send my mother to Atlanta? David, talk to me.
Jeremy, tell you that the signal hidden in the satellite feed is slowly recycling down to extinction?
Not really.
Countdown.
Wait, a countdown to what, David?
That's, he just walks around saying his name. It's really weird. David, I'm not making fun of you. Let what people is, know who you are.
What's Adrian? Her name needs to be Adrian.
That would be cool.
Adrian!
David!
Adrian!
Yeah, that's like, the thing. If you named your kids something that's like that, you can really go after that. Yeah. So, And so, Enrique, I'm not mad at him. I'm forgiving him because hopefully he'll change his mind.
We've already promised Enrique will be there to people.
I know. Bubba. Well,
I'm sure he'll cancel too.
I told Maxwell that Bubba was going to be there bowling, but Bubba has also, unfortunately, he's got other things. He's going to be coming arriving Thursday. But
really?
Bubba promised that he would stay for Sunday for Den of Wolves, which I'm not going to harangue you about because I know you're not going to be at Den of Wolves.
But you know what?
I forgive you too.
I call it the Dow.
That's really good. I was about to make fun of you. That's really good. But you're leaving. I don't know why to come home for, I don't know, 2 day weekend.
I don't want to spend 8 hours playing Den of Wolves,
a game that you enjoyed, but that's okay. You don't have to. It's your choice. I'm not mad at any of you.
It's okay. Den of Wolves is like a cruise.
Yes.
I had a fantastic time the first time I took a cruise, but then I hear all these cases of norovirus, ships losing power, people crapping in the hallways and eating onion sandwiches.
That happened once.
And I don't want to have that experience happen to me when I remember fondly the experience I had.
Okay, I want to attack that. And I'm not attacking you personally. Maybe I am. But the point being is that you can't let one experience ruin all your other experiences and potential experiences when there have been hundreds of others that have done just fine. How many cruises are there?
That's true. Thousands.
Thousands. But I understand if you don't want to be a part of Den of Wolves and be with Bruno, who's apparently also coming.
Oh, I forgot Bruno.
Bruno called me as well to wish me love.
Well,
Bruno didn't call to say, I hope you survive your surgery. Bruno called to tell me he loved me. He didn't say that, but I heard it in his voice. He accidentally butt dialed me, and then I called him back to be like, "Why? What's going on?" And then
the thing is, you have to call you because you suck at texting.
All right, you can keep attacking me if you want.
Like I will text you and text you.
Well, that's
and
fine.
Like, you
maybe that's why
you don't even respond.
But Enrique texts me too, so it's fine.
Do you respond to him?
I called him to say, "What are you doing? Why do you not love me anymore? Yeah. And that you're not coming to Den of Wolves?" And he's like, "I'm going to go visit my dying grandmother."
She's not dying.
She's not dying.
I mean, we're all dying technically.
Slowly.
Right.
Some of us quicker than others. But he's going there. And so that, I have forgiven all of you preemptively. You've not even asked for it. I think it is hellaciously stupid that you don't want to do Den of Wolves. Would I ever tell you that to your face? No.
I don't want to do it.
You don't want to do it.
It's personal preference.
It's a preference. Is your preference wrong? I think so. Objectively so. But
no, objectively to my preference.
I know.
That's not possible.
I know. It's not possible. But it's okay. It's kind of like when you know somebody loves
something. Okay, here, let me do this. I will do this. I will do this.
Do it.
I'm going to do this.
Do it.
This is how I'm going to do it.
Do
and
it.
And this is what I shall do.
Do it.
I'm going to go to dinner. You've changed my mind. Due to your hold, don't get too excited.
Den of Wolves is fun. Change my mind. That meme's coming right after this episode.
Jerry apparently has learned how to operate a meme generator.
I'm a meme generating fool.
I'm going to attend Den of Wolves for at least 2 hours.
You can't. You can't leave midway.
No, I can. I did last time.
But you can't. That's a no. Faux pas.
I'm going to attend it, and if it's sucking like it did at the beginning of the last time, okay, so then I won't come at all.
Don't do it. I'm serious. Don't do it that way.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. If you're not committed, you shouldn't do it. That's like going and saying, "I'm going to try football out, and if I don't like practice." No, you don't, because you've already gave yourself an out. You've already had an experience that you've enjoyed it, and you know what caused that enjoyment, and also what caused you distress.
But the last game was pretty fast.
No, it wasn't. Lasted till...
No, the game I was in.
It wasn't.
The game y'all did last time was like all day.
It was all day.
And I don't want to do
that. Yours was all day, too. They go till 3:30 or 4 o'clock. It's all day.
Yours was longer than the one I was
in. No, it wasn't.
No, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
I'm telling you. Nobody my point cares. Being... I know nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
But the point being... It wasn't. And you don't want to be there all day, so don't do this thing as half in, half
okay.
out.
Okay,
well, commit
then I'm
or
out.
Don't. Well, then...
I've told you, but then you attacked me.
I didn't attack you.
You did.
I said the words, I don't attack you.
I'm not attacking you, but then you would proceed to attack me.
No, I didn't attack you. What did I say that attacked you?
I don't remember.
Because
I tuned you out.
I said nothing. I said nothing.
All right,
so
anyway.
If you don't
want to
go, don't go. Tim is going. Betty's going. Tim Bowers and his wife, Betsy.
Betsy, I
but
remember
that's not
Betsy.
Her name. Her name's Elizabeth, I think.
Elizabeth.
I think it's something.
Lilibet.
Like that. David.
Who's that?
That's the son.
And Adrian.
Adrian. That's not her name.
Of his
I think it's like Evelyn.
That's
Evie,
her name now.
Evren. I can't remember.
I will call her Adrian.
Don't. That's rude. Either way, and Chad and Bruno, we got so many people coming. Chris Peterson is probably going to be there. Perry Peterson, Christopher, who's the guy with the beard? That you don't have?
Yeah, Peterson.
He's at the Gamecasters thing.
He's at Nerdfest as of 2 weeks ago.
And probably Geoff will be there. We have so many people that love us, and I will not die until I get to play Den of Wolves again. So hopefully Enrique will change his mind. I'm not going to say. But before you sidetrack me, Oceans, I really liked it. Enrique will like this if I ever get a chance to play with him again, because not only is this a very quick, fast...
four designers.
Yeah, well, this is from North Star Studios, and it's not uncommon for new designers to have a bunch of people involved.
So, it was a good one. It was...
I want to play this again.
Very straightforward.
With more people. We just did it two-player. I think this shines probably at three or more.
I think three is pretty much the sweet spot for most games that are 2 to 4 player.
I think so, too. But it's very interesting because you're just playing cards from your hand, creating these cards are just traits. And those traits, you use 3 or 4 of them depending on what time. If you have various traits that allow you to add more traits to make basically this animal. And then you want to feed this animal and keep it alive. And then you get those points as it keeps feeding on other animals, and sometimes you'll create one little animal just so it will die and be fed upon.
And each turn, you then a nice player aid is
very
provided.
Nice. I'm
it
bravo.
Tells you that you play, you feed, you aid, you draw back up, and that's what you do every time.
And then a
time.
Card reference thing that was very helpful. There's a lot about this game,
and
that was
you
very
can,
helpful.
It can be interactive if you choose to attack your neighbor and eat their fish and add their fish to yours, or you can just forage from the communal reef. You can migrate fish because when you forage, you have to take from the reef. And when the reef runs dry, well, then you've got to play cards. Don't rub your beard across the mic.
You can rub yours, too. Oh, wait.
No, it's
you don't.
You're making noise.
R-E-S-M.
In the podcast.
R-M-S-R.
No, it is not.
Do you not like it?
No, I don't.
Listen. That's for you.
If we were producing an ASMR video.
That's what I meant.
Stop.
I want you to keep this ASMR Stop. So that if something happens to me, you'll
I
have
don't.
It.
I don't want that.
Our listeners are all falling asleep right now. Listen,
that's what you want.
I liked Oceans. I liked it, and you liked it too.
I liked it a lot.
Don't deny it.
No, I did. I'm not.
You started
it.
Firing shots at four people having to design it. Not everybody can do it on their own. Some
I just
need
saw that, and I'm like, huh. I'm not. I guess I'm not usually seeing. Four people design a game.
Good for them.
What about the collective that we always knew?
Prospero Hall.
Yes.
They're dead.
it's dead.
I think they did die.
They like sold. I don't know that they died physically.
I don't know.
The company itself
they might
is
be
pretty
dead
much
to
dead.
Us.
apparently, they got bought by somebody.
Yeah,
and like,
Asmodee has been buying people up.
Well, Asmodee's like going bankrupt. What are they like selling off stuff too?
I don't know if something's happening.
What's going on?
Who knows?
Anyway,
it's
Oceans.
Very complex ecosystem.
Oceans is a good. Game.
I liked it a lot.
And I think it's very family friendly.
These are the same people that made the Evolution series, which gets sold quite a lot in Target and various other places. I've not played Evolution, but it kind of makes me want to try it out. But I think Oceans probably is the superior game from what I've understood.
I remember there being a comparison when Oceans came out. And I'm more of an Oceans guy, even though I've never played Evolution.
Yeah. Go ahead and judge a game you've never played. That's fine.
I'll go on BGG and just give it a 1 because I don't like it, even though I've never played it.
That's okay.
Lots of other people
doing
do
the
it.
Same thing. You like something and then like I don't want to play that. I liked it too much. What if I don't like it? If I play it again, we shouldn't play this game
again.
We shouldn't play this game again because you might like it. Or even
if Den of
more,
Wolves was shorter,
you might hate it.
I hate the idea of a 5 to 8 hour game.
So can I ask you something? I want to do this exercise with me. Just ask something.
I hate exercise.
If we played 4 games, 2 hours long apiece, it's 8 hours.
I prefer that.
And you enjoyed every one of them.
I prefer that.
Okay. But if I said we're going to play an 8 hour game that you know you're going to enjoy, you wouldn't.
You
play
know what
that.
The concept is to me?
Huh?
It's kind of like taking these. Like, do I want to binge watch 8 episodes of a show?
Which you do.
Or do I want to watch 1 long movie? For whatever reason, in most people's brains, I'm not the only one, they would rather binge watch 8 episodes, even though you could just make how many 8-hour movies are they making?
Not that
None.
Many. There are some.
They break them up and make them into Netflix episodes.
Basically. They're very poor, mediocre episodes.
Because, here's the concept. If I wanted to, I could take a break after 2 episodes.
But you're not.
Or 4 episodes.
But you're not.
I don't have to go into a theater and sit in the dark and be committed to 8 hours.
So it's commitment is the problem.
Maybe so.
That's all it is. So my point is though, if you're committing to be at a place, if you can commit to be there for 8 hours, then just commit to play one game for
but
8 hours.
But I'm also getting there Wednesday. I want to play all day Thursday, all day Friday, all day Saturday. Generally, I'm not... I will readily admit, I'm not the gamer you are.
No, it's not about being a gamer.
No, I don't have the fortitude.
I don't think it's fortitude.
By the end of Saturday, I'm kind of ready to come home and chill.
Board gaming is chilling. I don't know why y'all act like you're doing something else.
Yeah, no, it's not chilling.
It is chilling. You don't learn any of the games.
I mean,
you don't teach any of the games. You are chilled.
But I'm in a place I'm not... it's not my home.
Oh,
I'm not
home.
With my lovely wife.
It's people you've been with. She don't want you here. She enjoys you being gone.
I have fun when I'm there. Do I want to live there? No.
Yes. I don't understand it.
I understand that you don't understand, and that's why you can't understand.
Okay, that's the most profound thing you've ever said on this podcast.
I get it. So, but
more ASMR for you. I'm going to stop.
I'm going to stop the show if you don't stop.
Why? Do you not like that?
I think I've made it pretty clear.
You are that jealous of my beard.
Look, I'm trying.
Nice
to you. I because made fun. This may or may not be our last episode together.
And you could use this ASMR to help you sleep at night.
Actually, we'll have another episode after this.
I felt threatened right then. It felt like you were threatening me just then. You were threatening me just then. I'm going to stop this episode. I'm doing
ASMR. Hold on. My wife has opened the door, so I don't know.
Gina?
What is it, my dear?
He's getting violent. I have taco bowls. Your wife has taco bowls ready.
Ready to feed us. We are 40-ish minutes in. By the time I edit out Jerry's beard
you're
rubbing.
Not going to edit this out. This is great quality stuff.
All right, so.
So you're not going to play Game of Wolves, right?
We opened with banter. We had a Did You Know? And then we discussed Oceans.
It's a great game.
By Nick, Dominic. Ben. And Brian, okay, Nick Bentley. Actually, let me say, you got Nick, Dominic, Ben, and Brian. Last names, Goldman, O'Neill, Crapouchet, Bentley.
I can't believe you talked about farts and you did go into the crap. You missed a golden opportunity.
Who do you think Crapouchet belongs to of those four names?
Who were the first names again?
Brian, Ben, Dominic, Nick.
Nick Crapouchet.
Nope. Dominic.
Dominic Crapouchet? Mm-hmm. That's a great name. That's not how you say that, though.
Crapouchets?
I don't know. Crapnchetts?
Crapu. That's a U. You're upside down.
I'm upside down. Well, either way.
All right. That's going to do it for this episode.
I hope I live.
Have taco
we got
bowls.
One more episode. Listen, don't close out the episode. Just let me just keep doing the ASMR for the next 20 minutes.
Are you not going to eat a taco bowl?
You're right. I am going to eat a taco bowl.
All right.
Next
episode, where Jerry will most definitely still be alive.
I appreciate
after
all the well
that,
wishes.
Not so sure.
Yes, because we're going to record another episode after the taco bowls.
All right. Godspeed.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tolerating this episode of the Board Game Snobs. Stay classy.